Hey, what's up, guys? We're live from the 41st National in Chicago. I'm joined by Joe Staley, Tracy Hackler from Panini. We are going to talk some sports cards. We may open a box or two. What? We may even sing some music. I don't know.
What?
We're going to get crazy up here. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm better to be joined by you two gentlemen. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What were you doing 1 second before you saw us?
I was wishing I could be on the table with y'all.
Yes. And then, did you hear us singing?
Yeah, that's what actually brought me over. It was like a siren, and I just came to it, and it was better than I even thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it sounds really good in the earphones right here, but not out live, actually. These microphones are magical.
They are. They make you sound good. Even with my voice being blown out, it actually sounds halfway decent.
It's
actually
a difference maker.
I think Doug is actually sounding better as the day goes.
It is. It's just like
I forgot you were back there in the corner.
People are watching the video. They're like, where's that voice coming from?
Puts baby in the corner.
Nobody. And so, if they do, they get ass salad. 100.
Joe doesn't even know the story. So it was in 2013, we were breaking with this guy, and somebody in the chat, we're talking about lunch, and the guy in the chat's all, you guys getting ass salad? And then it's the way we connect now. We connect with ass salad.
I'm glad that was a really big turning point in you guys' relationship. It's bonded over ass salads.
It's what took Mojo Break to the next level.
Next level. It was the next thing, yeah. Glad I wasn't around then. I'm going to get tied up in that.
You were doing bigger things back then, Joe.
Yeah, I was trying to focus on my career and not cards.
Now
I'm very focused on cards.
That's
very
what Doug
focused.
Told me. Doug told me you were all in, man.
All in. I love it.
We just opened a 17 Prism football.
Oh, wow.
Hit the one Mahomes.
You did?
We pulled it. Pulled the silver.
Dang. What's
and then we pulled for? The 18 Prism. We did the Josh Allen.
Green to 75.
Green, Josh Allen to 75.
We're on fire. I think we're going to go with the 86, 87 Fleer tomorrow.
You should. You got one card you're looking for.
Yeah.
We're not.
We're not doing that one?
The NT.
Oh, yeah. 9-10 NT.
9-10 NT.
That's a much better suggestion from Joe.
It's a much better product. He doesn't understand how this stuff works. You know, you got to pump up. Who are here?
Now,
we don't talk about tops. We don't talk about the BS.
True professional.
Talking about Panini, all right? And that's what we want to do. Talk about Panini.
Businessman.
I understand how it works. It's my first rodeo. But I'm getting on there and I'm riding that cow.
Hell yeah! We need to do more cards with Joe Staley. I'm going to say that right now.
I know. What
the heck? Let's do it. I'm ready. What are we pulling out?
That's my campaign speech in 2021. 22 also.
Yeah, bang on the table. I appreciate anybody vouching for me to open up more cards, because that's exactly what my wife thinks I need in my life, is opening up more cards.
It's because your wife is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. My wife is brilliant.
She married you.
It was a good decision she made. I think I made the better decision by marrying her, though.
Yeah. We all should outkick our coverage.
Yep.
For sure. So what's Panini doing? What do you guys got going down over there?
Well, I'm waiting for the crowds to show up.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Where's the people at?
The one thing I got to say, this is like the slowest national I've ever been to. I'm like, are they going to open up the doors at some point?
I don't know.
There's like nobody here.
Look, at some point, I mean, it's Friday now, so we only have 2 days left.
I know. Wait, I don't know when it's going to pick up.
There is a wave coming, I believe.
The wave, I know. It's the wave. It's like tumbleweeds.
We're going to ride the wave.
It's somewhere over the rainbow out here.
Ooh, look at that. Getting low.
Oh, man.
Because speaking
baby,
of
lock
rainbows,
them door and turn the lights down low.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
I don't think
I go that low.
Is that Chris Young? He's a good singer.
Is it Josh something, no?
Oh, is it Josh?
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Oh, you're right. Something, I'm thinking somebody else.
So you're the Luke Bryan guy? Luke Bryan?
No? Luke Bryan's good.
Luke Bryan's good?
It's not my jam. Like, country's not my jam, but...
Who's your jam?
You know, I like a little... R&B, hip-hop, kind of.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a surprise. You surprised me with that. Did not think you were going to do that. I thought you were going to be like a more Bruce Springsteen guy. Like my dad.
Yeah.
Like, you gave off like Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen vibes.
Well, I was just trying to fit in, man. You know?
Yeah. Well, R&B is not fitting in with me. I mean, I'm not a big R&B guy.
But I can jam to that. Yeah, what's the best R&B? What's your favorite R&B song?
Oh, favorite R&B of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean.
Poison?
The girl is poison.
I think Probably Babyface is real.
Wow, okay. Ooh, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Like, that's like some soul.
Luther Vandross, even older.
Nobody knows it but me.
Jeffrey Osborne, you guys remember Jeffrey Osborne? Probably not. I'm way older than both of you.
Yeah, you are.
Peebo Bryson.
What?
Peebo Bryson? No.
No. So,
I'll just shut up and we'll go.
No,
well, you have a very eclectic taste. I love that. That's good.
Yeah, I listen to everything. So.
I need to add. What was it? Peebo Bryson.
You look him up.
I will. I need to add him to my repertoire.
And when you do, I want you to text me a thank you.
All right, I will. Appreciate it. I'll listen to it tonight when I'm in the hotel.
By yourself?
By myself. I feel like it is probably like just like by yourself music.
It is.
Get out candles and get in the bathtub.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Absolutely. I'm in. Wait, so. What?
So you and Scott's got a show going on, right? The Panini podcast that's going down.
Yeah.
You guys had like Ricky Williams on.
Yeah, we had Ricky on, I think, episode 2.
Yeah.
Like our boss is Jason Howard, because our VP of marketing is my boss. And he's been on us for years to do this. And we always kept putting off. And then we finally had to relent and we did it. And it's fun. You know, it's more kind of behind the scenes, talking to product development people internally, designers, acquisitions people that deal with people like Joe, just trying to give people a behind the scenes look at what we do. Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, definitely. So how would one acquire a guy like Joe? What do you guys do? What's the process, if you're privy to say?
If you're like, hey, we need to add an offensive lineman.
More linemen.
Need
more,
it's
linemen.
Like more
cowboy.
Need more.
You guys get hosed in this industry. You do know that, right?
I would have never have guessed.
You get just absolutely crapped on.
Crapped.
People eat
like
ass salad.
Like a poop directly on my head.
Yeah, and that's not fair to you guys.
No.
You guys.
I've been trying to get some Joe Staley cards out there. I'd love to open up a pack of cards and see my ugly mug staring right back at me.
We're going to make it happen.
I appreciate that.
We're going to make it happen.
Thank you.
Say no more.
I'll say less. I'm gonna shut up right now. You take over.
So acquisitions, Doug, to your original question, is it's really as easy as the product development guys bring a checklist up and say, we want autographs of these 100 dudes. Here's our budget. We have a whole teams of acquisitions folks. Usually 4 people on football, 4 on basketball, 4 on soccer, UFC, whatever. They work together. They deal with player reps, the PAs, to get deals done.
Yeah.
Make an offer. Here's this much for this many autographs. No, I don't want to do that. Then there's that back and forth negotiation until they eventually either reach a deal or don't.
That's fine. Yeah.
So it's, but it's a lot of give and take. And a lot, as Joe knows, like a lot of agents have the same player or have multiple players. So we'll talk to an agent that might rep 20 dudes.
Yeah. Right.
And we're comfortable with them and they're comfortable with us. And so it, never really any huge pain points.
I have made one deal with Panini. I worked really, really hard to get it done because I know that you guys don't like to have offensive linemen sign, but I wanted to have some autographed cards out there. So I was working with you guys and I said, I don't care what you pay me. I don't need to be paid. All I want is maybe send me a couple boxes. And they were like blown away. They're like, wait, what? You actually want just to, I swear to God. And so I asked to get paid and like.
When was that?
Oh, 2 years ago, maybe?
We got to get you back in.
I was like trying to just get paid in like product.
Product, yeah.
And they were like, we can't actually do that. But I was just like, well, I don't, this is more of a thrill for me to sign these things than it is for, you know, I'm not trying to get paid out here. And probably a bad business strategy for me going forward, but
I
love cards, man.
No, we love that you love cards and we're going to get you more cards.
That sounds fantastic.
Can I have a say in the picture that is chosen?
I think I can probably make that happen.
Yes, thank you.
Nice.
Just don't tell any of your former.
I won't. No, definitely not. Because I do. I will say.
Yeah.
I will say the one picture. Whoever was in charge of choosing the offensive line picture, we got to work on what they actually choose. Because it's, you know, there's only a certain amount of photos of us in a tight uniform, being 310 pounds, that looks. Hey, you don't look like a fat schlub. And they always choose the most fatty, schlubby kind of picture. You just kind of like bent over and your like rolls are all over the place.
In fairness, Joe, a lot of times our options are limited.
Then no one's taking pictures of us unless we're giving up sacks.
Is that what your playing weight was, 310?
Yeah, I was around like 310.
What do you walk around at now?
I'm like 255, 260, depending on how much of I've been enjoying the week.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Yep.
So were you 310 because you had to be?
Yeah, they give us the You know, they have to be between 5 pounds of whatever our playing weight that they give us, and so then that's and then we get fined basically for not on that. So you have to be very, very regimented with all that stuff.
It's crazy.
But now how do you guys handle? I mean, are you guys back to doing actually photos or still photoshopping players? Because I know last year with what was going on in the world, when you guys were making cards at the rookies, you had to Photoshop everything, right? Because you couldn't meet person, obviously. Now I know I seen Trey Sermon was actually taking photos. So yeah. Are you guys kind of doing that on location or?
Well, so we kind of held an impromptu rookie event in Dallas this year.
Oh, okay.
I think we ended up having 28 guys there.
Nice.
And then we went to a few different locations too to shoot Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. We went to Georgia to shoot Justin Fields and somebody else. I can't remember now. But we did that more than just for autographs, but the photos you said.
Right.
Such a huge hurdle for us last year. Like, look, during the pandemic, a lot of people had a lot more serious issues than Photoshop problems.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sound like shallow when I say that, but for making trading cards, you need photos.
Right.
And so anyway, there was a lot of Photoshop just backed up.
Right.
You should just bring back the old headshot on every single card.
Yeah. White shirt?
It's so boring though.
No, but it's also iconic, the 89 score.
Yeah, that's a good point. All sweaty.
just straight.
Troy Aikman?
No, but like, and then also maybe like cut off like the bottom of their face. Like just kind of like off-centered faces. It'd be hilarious.
That'd be a whole other level of great.
Now we're on top of something. So if you got an actual centered face.
It's worth more.
It's a premium. Yeah, and that'd be like the short printed versions. And then if you got one that maybe just had like an eye and like a half a nostril, that would be maybe
would
be like a five. That'd be the common.
Yeah, that'd be common.
Oh shoot, I got a nostril.
It'd be like a puzzle. You gotta basically put the whole face together.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I think we're
onto something. Yeah, at least just maybe not the base, but maybe just like an insert series.
I like it.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to be actually giving these boxes away to you guys on the Mojo Break Media channel. We got some 2021 Legacies football. So we're actually, because we were doing some music, some impromptu singing, I want to know the comments below what your favorite song is and what you do at karaoke. That's how we're going to give this away. It might inspire us to sing one of those songs. So put the comments below on Mojo Break Media. So what's next for Benny? I guess that Select Basketball come out today.
It's a big Select day today.
Select UFC.
Yeah, Select UFC, Select NBA. You know, I've been kind of surprised at the ascension of the Select brand over the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because for so long, like any Optichrome product we did, it was Prism, right?
Yes.
Prism. But then Select kind of came out of nowhere the last two or three seasons. And like it might be number one for some people.
It is, yeah. What do you think, Joe?
That was one of my most fun breaks I've ever done. It was the Select Soccer. I think it was 16-17 Select Soccer. Was that the first year you guys did that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
That was the first year, I think. And yeah, that was my like most fun. And I actually remember being like, when I purchased it at the time, it was like Select was nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that was more fun doing that than anything I did because it had all the parallels, all the different
all
kind
the
of
color,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, all the color. And it was really when that kind of whole thing took off.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I love Chronicles so much. Our Chronicles brand across all sports, it's not obviously as high end as some of our stuff, but it's so like broad.
Right.
You can open a pack and get like 8 different cards.
Sorry.
It's just crazy.
No.
Or 8 different brands of cards. So, but yeah, Select is big today. Obviously, this is a big week for us and for you guys.
How's your day been?
Yeah, my day's been good.
Yeah, it's like, oh, sorry.
It got a lot better. Got
over in the back, just taking off his thing, having casual conversations. Doesn't even know we're on
that
here.
That was
fired.
That was your day, huh? All right, good.
That was Bush League. I'm sorry.
No,
that was so weak. I'm in the corner. I forgot I was even here.
Baby's in the corner.
It's a powerful mic. Catches everything.
when in doubt, just throw a song out there. So I know you just got in, and you probably got a lot of people lining up to see you, Tracy. So we'll let you get back to the Panini booth. And I know you guys got silver packs. Maybe. I don't know if they're all gone.
No, silver packs are still there.
Ooh, I'd like to get my hands on those.
You're a big man.
Good. Not as big as that guy.
No. You could take him.
That guy's enormous. I'm intimidated.
You could take him. I got you. Well, speaking of, we have Jorge Masvidal at our booth at 4 o'clock opening UFC Select.
That guy.
Nice.
He could take him.
So me, you and him and me.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Just talk
video?
You're just going to talk shit in the background, just hype everybody up. Hey, but these guys are going to beat your butt.
I'm your hype man.
You're going to do all the trash talk and then let everybody else do the work.
I'll put it on social, too. That'll be good.
I'm your Mr. Like, R&B. Yeah. Mr. R&B with...
Joe, don't forget Peebo Bryson.
Peebos.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Sing a song for us. What is it? What's a Peebo Bryson song?
I'm trying to think of a good one. Because Looking Like Love to Me.
Ooh, now you're speaking my language.
You looked me right in the eye when you said that.
Yeah, I got to make eye contact with everybody, especially if they're talking about love.
I think I love Jeff Staley now.
I love you too, man. I'm glad we had a connection.
Yes, it's definitely a love connection.
Well, all right, Tracy. Cool. Well, we won't take any more of your time,
hey,
buddy.
Thank you guys
it
so much.
It was a pleasure, and we will work on not getting that what we talked about for lunch.
Yeah, let's
we'll get
just
something
do
better
that
than that. Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.